Michael, would you set the table for me, please?
I'm looking to see if anybody needs some part-time help.
I do. And will you set the table?
Gal, all you had to do was ask.
I did. Out of here.
Don't anybody make a move. I want to remember the site of my humble beginnings.
Great, because you're just in time to take out the humble garbage.
Don't forget the humble garbage. I've just scored the winning touchdown, and I'm dancing in the end zone.
JJ, man, what are you talking about?
Mr. Miguel, Thelma, your illustrious brother, the Ebony Prince, has just gotten a promotion.
All right.
That's right. All right, then. This calls for a celebration.
Yeah, okay.
Am I in time for the celebration?
Yes.
Just in time, Alona. Now I'm gonna go get our good champagne glasses.
Please.
And get the jelly out the bottom of them glasses, will you?
But if we're gonna celebrate, champagne is the way to go.
Yeah.
By the way, what are we celebrating?
Well, you see, what happened, Alona, is that the big boss called us all in today, told us there's gonna be a promotion up to assistant art director.
Yeah.
That means a raise, and I am the raisee.
Wait a minute, JJ. You said us. Who else did he tell?
Oh, Russell, Raymond, Tom, a few of the other knuckleheads around the office, you know.
Oh, JJ, you mean you were just in the running for it? We thought you already had the gig.
Well, Lorna, can you imagine Mr. G giving that raise to anybody else?
Uh-huh.
Thelma, could you bring down them champagne? I got a toast to make here. Look at this, Mr. Miguel. Imported champagne.
Ooh. Imported. JJ is from Cucamonga.
Look, Michael, you're a little young for all this, so you're gonna have some Kool-Aid, okay?
Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Here, pour the champagne.
All right.
Look out. Now, here's the toast.
Here we
look
go.
Out.
That's enough.
All right, then. Look out, tongue. Watch out, belly. Here come the champagne mixed with a little jelly.
All right.
Here's that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that Ma and Dad always wanted.
I'll drink right to that.
This is a good life. Oh. I don't like the taste of it.
Oh. Come on.
Here you go, Veronica.
Thanks, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, nigga.
Hey there, Carmen. What's shaking?
What are you doing here so early?
Well, I'm here to clean out my desk.
You going somewhere?
That's right, Mama. I'm moving up. Didn't you hear about that promotion?
JJ, there are six others in line for that job.
You mean the also-ran? Mama, to show you how sure I am about getting that promotion,
mm-hmm.
What do you say me and you go out on Saturday night and skip Delight Fandango? Me and you.
Why not?
Ow! Now you're coming back to your senses.
Ooh.
Well, if it isn't tall, bronze, and good-looking.
Thank you very much, Raymond.
I meant come.
You know, Raymond, for a man in your position, it's not wise to curry the disfavor of higher ups.
What higher up?
Me. Raymond, didn't you hear about that promotion, my good man?
Well, I better get back to my switchboard. I'll see you later, JJ.
Ow! Boy, this must be my lucky day. First a raise, now a promotion, then a date with a classy chick like Carmen. How much pleasure can one man handle?
I wouldn't get my hopes up over that job.
Why? You think you gonna get it?
I have about as much chance as you, brother. And that's zero.
Hey, man, now let's not go laying that predator stuff on me. You know this company has never come on like that.
Agreed, brother, or we wouldn't be working here. But whoever gets this gig as assistant art director has to deal with several accounts that I'm not so sure about.
You mean no blacks?
By Jove, I think he's got it.
You mean if I was president of a big company and I was dealing in Arab oil, I wouldn't hire a dude named Sam Ginsburg?
Now I know he's got it. Listen, Jay. If you were captain of a sinking ship, and you had room on your lifeboat for only one more, who would you give the seat to? A black man or a white man?
Well, according to you, that would never happen.
Why you say that?
Because they'd never make one of us captain.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, Mr. Galbraith.
Hey there, Mr. G. What can we do you out of?
Well, I got a little problem, fellas. I need a rush job on a pay stub. It's the ad campaign for that new instant stuffing. Love their slogan. Take it and stuff it.
Don't worry, Mr. G. I'll have it out for you if it takes me all night long.
Oh, thank you, JJ. Mm-hmm. You're a very industrious young man. Hiring you is one of my better decisions.
Mr. G, could I ask you kind of a personal question?
Oh, anytime, JJ. How personal?
Well, there's a rumor going around the office.
It's not true. My secretary and I are just friends.
No, it's not that rumor, Mr. G. It's about the promotion. You see, there are certain people around here that think you won't give that job to a black person. Now, see, I know you're not prejudiced, but that's what the scuttlebutt is.
Well, you're right, JJ. I certainly am not prejudiced. However, I probably won't give that job to a black. I'm sorry about this, JJ, but I'm sure you'd rather have me be straight with you. You see, this company's success depends on the goodwill of all our accounts. I just couldn't stay in business if some of them didn't approve of my assistant art director.
Yeah, but Mr. G...
I'm really sorry. I don't like that league, but I have to play ball.
Well, if you're the one playing ball, how come I'm the one striking out? Chili dogs. Oh.
What's the matter, JJ? You have a stomach ache?
Thelma, it's not an ache. It's a revolution. The Kraut and the Kool-Aid are fighting the chili dogs to see which one kicks out the onion rings.
JJ, man, I don't know why you eat that junk this late at night anyway.
Michael, I was working late. And besides, I'd get a lot sicker if I was eating Thelma's cookies.
Well, I hope your chili dogs have
Well, I'm about ready to hit the sack too, JJ. You coming?
Michael, hold it.
Yeah?
If you're the captain of a sinking ship and you only have one seat left on your lifeboat, who'd you give it to? A black man or a white man?
Well, JJ, my answer is, well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Depends on who it is. I mean, is the black Barbara Jordan? Or Edie Amin? Is the white Dr. Salk or Lester Maddox?
Oh, Michael, yeah, scratch.
Hold on, JJ. How come all of a sudden the interest in sinking ships? You plan on taking a cruise, bro?
Yeah, to the Dead Sea. Michael, I'm not getting that promotion.
Why not?
Well, the boss claims he has to give it to a white guy. Calls it playing ball.
I call that foul ball. Well, see you later, man.
Michael?
Yeah?
You ever wonder what it's like to be white?
Well, JJ, I guess in my opinion, being white is never having to say, I'm sorry, I didn't get that promotion. Hey, but bro, you gotta face the facts. You're black. So be proud of it and deal with it. And remember what Dad used to say? You gotta play the game with the uniform you issue.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. He also used to say, take it easy on those chili dogs.
See you later, big bro.
Okay, Michael. Oh, boy. Chili dog rebellion. Oh, wonder who I give that seat to. Probably the ship's doctor. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be involved in that captain business anyway. Going down with the ship and all that mess. Not me. Attention, all hands. The boat's sinking. Brothers and sisters first. I wonder what it's like to be white.
JJ, I said get up. JJ, I said to get up. Now I said to get up. Get up.
Thelma, JJ didn't sleep too good last night. He's worried about that new promotion they're giving out today because he thinks the white dude's gonna get it.
Oh, well, he sure is qualified. I hope he gets it. Yeah.
Me too. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
If you keep your fingers crossed, you won't be able to eat Thelma's oatmeal.
Right!
JJ, if you don't get up now, you're gonna miss my breakfast.
Now he'll never get up.
You better be quiet.
JJ, for once and for all, I said to get up before you miss work. Get up!
Enough of that nonsense. Now take out those blue contact lenses and wipe that clown makeup off your face. Lord have mercy, the boy done turned white.
Hey, what happened to the Ebony Prince?
The Ebony Prince is now the Ivory Prince. The Ebony Prince is now the Ivory Prince.
Ooh, child. There's got to be an answer. Come on.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
There's got to be an answer. We have got to figure it out.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
I don't know what we're going to say, but I know.
I said, your mother, good morning, y'all.
In the world, she'll be finding me. I don't care.
Look, good morning.
Excuse me. That won't do any good. They can't see or hear you.
Hey, who are you?
Don't you recognize me? I'm you.
You can't be me. I'm me. Besides, you're white.
James Evans, Jr., this is your dream. Remember the chili dog? Remember you wondered what it would be like to be white?
Oh, yeah. So, you and me white, huh?
JJ, what happened to you?
Maybe he's been eating too much white bread.
JJ, when did this happen and how?
Probably right after the ship sank.
JJ, if this is some kind of put-on, man, it's not funny.
You know, I think we better take him to the doctor, you know?
Yeah.
Thelma, this is one thing penicillin won't cure.
Man, what am I gonna tell my friends?
I know what to tell my friends. I don't care if JJ does look like a vanilla ice cream cone. I still love him.
Aw. Well, come on, let's sit down here, JJ. Yeah. Let's figure this thing out. I don't know what you're gonna do.
JJ, why aren't you eating? I made your favorite dish, oatmeal.
Sorry, but your oatmeal doesn't appeal to me.
Well, then what does?
I have a strange craving for Eggs Benedict and prune juice.
That proves it. He's white, all right.
White brother. Can you imagine the hassles we're gonna have?
Yeah, Maloney, you know this is gonna be tough.
Well, tough on that. We can deal with it. Now, whatever shade JJ is, he's still a member of this family.
Yeah, he may be a part of the family, all right. How are we gonna explain this to Alex Haley?
Well, we're just telling him he got root rot. Who is it?
Me, Bookman.
Oh, it's that oaf of a custodian.
Oaf?
When did I start talking like that?
Whose dream is this anyway?
Mine!
Then keep your big mouth shut and watch how it turns out.
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to speak to a member of the Evans family, please.
Booger, what do you want?
That's Bookman, Miss Woods. Hey, don't call me Booger in front of company.
What company?
The white dude over there.
Hey, Bookman, that's JJ.
Can't be. His JJ is skinny, black, and always had a silly look on his face.
Well, check it out, Booger.
Good Lord. 2 out of 3.
You can't fool Buffalo Bush.
It's me, Bookman. JJ.
Yeah, but you're white.
Well, what can I say?
What can one say?
Hey, man, you can't even get that right.
Well, one can say, there goes the neighborhood. And as the Duke would say, well, you'd better be out by sundown, kid, because this ghetto ain't big enough for the both of us. Yeah, ha, ha.
Well, there's one good thing that's gonna come out of all of this.
What's that, Valona?
Now that JJ is white, he will get that promotion for sure.
That's right, Valona. This is fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Whatever happened to dynamite?
What's that?
What's that? JJ, it is getting late, and I think you're gonna miss your bus. Yeah.
Bus? You must be jiving. That's jiving with one V. That's jiving with one V. I'm going to take a cab.
Oh, you're the last of the big spenders, huh? Don't you know that taxis are very expensive?
It costs money to be white, Valona.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
Well, I'm on my way.
JJ, good luck on the promotion.
Thanks, Valona, but I shall cope. I'm the Evans family's great white hope.
Ooh! Did you hear him?
I'm the Evans family's great white hope? Man's in my dream going down to my office to get my promotion. Hey, wait for me! Good morning, Carmen.
Well, if it ain't Snow White. Tell me, Snow, what did you do with Happy, Sleepy, and Dopey?
Carmen, I'm getting that promotion today. Why don't you come to the house for dinner tonight?
Guess who's coming to dinner? No thanks. I saw that movie.
I don't comprehend, Carmen. Yesterday you were willing to go out with me.
Well, that was then and this is now. Besides, you no longer have what it takes. What it takes is soul.
What's that?
If you have to ask, baby, you ain't got it.
That's telling them, Carmen. That's telling me.
Good morning, darling. JJ? Care for a croissant?
Whatever happened to good old donuts?
Donuts? Surely you jest.
Wait till I tell Veronica about this.
It's not gonna work, JJ. What's not gonna work? Man, I expected you to do something sneaky to get this job, but this is ridiculous.
You think I turned white on purpose?
I wouldn't put it past you.
I think he's just mad because he's not having this dream. Raymond, look, some men are born white, some achieve whiteness, and some have whiteness thrust upon them.
Well, since it's been thrust upon you, maybe you can tell me something.
I'll try.
I've always been a little curious. What's it like to be white, brother?
Well, you save a lot of time shaking hands.
Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Mr. Galbraith.
Good morning, JJ.
Good morning, BG. I finished that paste up, sir. Why don't we pour it down the drain and see if it gurgles?
All right, we'll do just that. Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't there something different about you? Oh, I've got it. That's a new jacket.
Yes, sir.
Very handsome. And I see you've redecorated your face to go with it.
You like the jacket, Raymond?
Yeah, those are some bad threads.
Bad threads. I love those expressions you people use.
You people!
You have such picturesque speech. Don't you agree, BG?
Oh, yes. Very colorful.
Colorful. Mr. Gilbreth just told a joke, Raymond. Why aren't you laughing, old boy?
Don't call me boy.
Sorry, I keep forgetting how sensitive you people are.
Sensitive? Hey, Raymond's my buddy.
You're so touchy. Coffee, BG?
All right.
Touchy? Look here, man. I want out of this dream. I've had it with this dream up to here.
Will you keep quiet? We're about to get that promotion.
Hey, man, forget the promotion, man. The Eggs Benedict, the new clothes, the cab is costing me a fortune, man. The classy black chick I wanted to go out with now don't want to go out with me anymore.
Raymond, my buddy's not my buddy anymore. I want to go back to being me, J.J., Black J.J. Evans.
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you. I just want you to know, J.J., that we've been very pleased with your work here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And since I've just made up my mind who's going to be our new assistant art director, I want you to be the first to know.
Tell him we don't want the job.
I hope I get the job, sir.
Ain't you got ears?
Well, there's no question that you have the ability for the job, but Raymond has the ability, too.
True, but Raymond doesn't have that little something extra that I have.
But Raymond doesn't need it. He's getting the promotion.
Raymond! Raymond!
I decided not to knuckle under anymore. From now on, there's going to be real equal opportunity around here. So I'm giving that job to a black.
Right.
And I'm also sending Sam Ginsberg to be our man in Saudi Arabia.
But, Mr. Galbraith, if you wanted a black, why didn't you say so? I'm black.
Be a good sport, J.J.
You don't know what I've gone through. If you think sex change is tough, try color. Now I've been equal opportunity out of a promotion. Hey, Mr. Goldberg, look, hey, I'll prove it to you. Put out your hands. Hmm? Only brothers know how to soul slap, man. Hey, listen to this. Foxy mama. Say what?
John Cookie!
None of that makes a man black, J.J.
Raymond, tell him I'm a brother.
You're not a brother anymore. Now, if you don't believe that, just go look in the mirror.
Raymond, will you kindly step into my office so we can discuss your new promotion?
But Raymond, tell him I'm black. The mirror lies. I'm black, Raymond. Come on, man. I'm black. Take me back. I'm black. Take me back. I'm black. Take me back. I'm black. I'm black. I'm black. I'm black. I'm black. I'm black.
Hey, J.J.
I'm black.
Hey, man, wake up. Huh? Everybody know you black, man.
Hey, what's all this noise around here?
Huh? Where am I?
On the sofa where you slept all night.
J.J., you must have been dreaming.
Let me see. It's me. I'm black. I'm beautiful. I'm back. I'm black. I'm beautiful. Michael, guess what?
Yeah, yeah, man, I already know. You're black and you're back.
Thelma, I'm glad you see me black. I had such a nightmare.
Well, the nightmare's not over because it's after 9 o'clock.
Huh? After 9 o'clock? I gotta call the office. Thelma, you're not thinking about making eggs, Benedict, and prune juice for breakfast, are you?
Uh-uh, I'm thinking about warming up yesterday's oatmeal.
Okay, I'll eat it cold. Hello? Carmen? Yeah, J.J. here. Uh-huh, lover boy. Yeah, look here. Tell him not to get that promotion away yet. No, because see, the Ebony J.J.'s on his way. Huh? They did? Who got it? Okay. See you later. Bye.
You didn't get the promotion, did you, J.J.?
Oh, J.J., I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just remember what Dad said. Play with the uniform that you were issued.
Who got the job, a black or a white?
Another minority.
What other minority?
Veronica.
That's great. I didn't know a woman was up for the job, too.
Well, I would hate going through that dream in a dress.